Greetings. We are here to facilitate a review and an update in the use of the second triad. We have specific purposes in coming together at this time for this presentation. Be aware that we are transmitting holographic projections into your energetic field as you sit in this magnificent crucible of light that will be used and can be used continually throughout your remaining years of this ascension process. It will help you stabilize all of the creations that you will be required to make. So take a deep breath and be very centered in your sacred heart. Be aware of the presence and the spinning of the upgraded light frequency of the first triad. As it spins and spins at that refined frequency. There are many attention points, beloveds, within this triadic spinning form of light. And we will lead you in drawing from those attention points as we now become aware, you become aware of the spinning of the second triad. It too has been upgraded to 100% light. Feel the difference in the way these two triads are interacting and projecting energetics into your entire system. Your light body, your soul spirit, and most importantly, your physical body. It is within this second triad that you will alter that beautiful physical body and upgrade it into a different light frequency that is unified, a different dimensional sequence. So as these two beautiful triads are spinning, it sets off the remaining two triads of the third and fourth triadic system so that the whole unified field is spinning to provide the energetics that will be necessary in this process that you will be asked to practice and use moving forward. So now, draw from that beautiful sacred heart center of the first triad. And bring forth an attention point that will be used. Bring forth from the consciousness of the first triad, but the Sacred Heart Center and the white star tetrahedron. Bring it forth as, and bring it into the third eye, which is the eye, the all-seeing eye of the all that is. Now, draw from the fourth triad as it spins and spins also, but draw forth the undifferentiated light from that 11th chakra within the fourth triad with the intention of using it in the process to create liquid light. Now, draw from the first triad into the pineal, which is your personal third eye center. Also, draw from that first triad the magenta flame that burns brightly within that pineal. Be aware that that magenta flame is the eternal flame that burns continually within the Sacred Heart Center. So as you bring those energetics into the pineal with the intention of creating liquid light from the undifferentiated light. Now, bring forth from the Sacred Heart Center the third aspect, and that is from the throat chakra, which is now connected to the medulla oblongata. This upgrade within this medulla oblongata has been recently upgraded. It was not usable very consistently and accurately because it was misunderstood because of the level of consciousness that you held. But now you are holding more refined states of consciousness because of that beautiful function of your light body and the frequencies of light that you are able to hold. It was often said that the medulla was the voice of the all that is. It was the mouth of God. As it is connected now to that valuable throat center, which is your voice, it functions more coherently and adequately because you understand the value and the purpose when your voice and the voice of the all that is drawn from the all that is and used in that medulla center. your creation in form becomes very powerful because of the sound currents that are generated. So you have the magenta color code within the Sacred Heart Center. You have it within your third eye. You have it within the third eye of the all that is. And it reflects into the medulla oblongata. So you have already drawn within these three centers the undifferentiated light of the all that is. And you now direct the spinning to begin to spin at an upgraded version that is within this triad. Be aware of one more function that has been added to this, and that is the function of the sapphire blue star tetrahedron, where the unlocked time locks now energetically assist in this creation and allow a stability to be created in fifth dimension, stably, consistently. It allows for the equilibrium in your emotions that moves your manifestation into coming into form. It also affects the mind, the thoughts that are thought, because there is a consistency and a coherency within that seventh light template. It also contains the fifth element of love and unity that must be present in any manifestation of form within form in the fifth dimension. All is in play now at this very moment as you spin and you spin these vortexes that compress the differentiated light that you have just created. And compress it with your intention into a fluid light. Feel the shift as the light comes into a form of fluidity. With your intention, bring it into your blood as it pumps through your physical heart, through every artery, every vein, and merges with the blood in that liquid light. Any carbon-based cell that it transmits to is eliminated and overshadowed by the liquid light to eliminate it so that the body functions more coherently. The blood carries the life-giving energy for every cell, every organ of the body. It relates to the bone structure, where the red blood cells are created. So now it is all filled with the living light of the all that is, functioning, transmitting, overshadowing any carbon-based element, bringing it into the full expression of liquid light, the living light, the undifferentiated light of the all that is. Now we will repeat this process. But this time we will change the intention to create a more viscous light, golden nectar. So as you bring the light into the third eye, and the presence, and the voice, and the sound of the all that is receives it, and now you bring this light into the pineal, where that beautiful magenta flame is burning brightly. You bring it into your third eye, so it becomes all seeing and discerning. Now bring it into the medulla oblongata, where you speak your truth. You speak what is needed in any given moment in love and unity. So now spin all three chakras. Spin it continually. Allow it to compress the light and become, with your intention, the golden light. Golden light that is viscous. This will be brought into the neurology of the body, the neurons of the brain, to upgrade and alter the brain, changes the way thought is thought, the way in which the complexities of energetics and concepts are processed through the brain, because of this beautiful golden light that is now present within the neurons of the cells of the brain and all parts of your neurology. Those thoughts are thought in coherency, in the vital consciousness of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. The thoughts are coherent because of the presence of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates, the emotions that are created through the thoughts are also created in coherency and equilibrium so they can be manifested accurately in fifth dimension. The presence of the element, the fifth element, ensures that those creations are in full alignment with your divinity. Now the entire system is spinning in this magnificent golden Christed light. You have just begun to create a version of altering and changing the form of your body. You have created form while being in a body, because we have shown you the pathway to use the light frequencies, the liquid light, the golden nectar, to ensure that higher frequency that you have created is maintained in stability consistently. Notice the shift that is occurring in your body at this moment, in the presence of the liquid light, in the presence of the golden nectar. Notice how you feel empowered, but in a way that is not a dominating empowerment. It is the empowerment of the Christed light. It is the empowerment which you were created with to be able to manifest in the earthly realm what was needed at any given time with accuracy and full use of all of now, the elements now. The fifth element that produces love and unity. The water element, the fire element, the air element, and most importantly, the element. The elementals of the earth are present. Now let us sit in what you have created in this moment. Enjoy. Use it often, and you will maintain the stability of a creator of light that you are. Another deep breath, present in the moment. And we will continue. We now turn this section of the meeting over to the Council of 12, of which you are a member. Another deep breath. Present in the moment. and welcome the Council of 12.